Hello, good morning, everybody. Hello, and good morning to His Majesty and our royalty that are listening to me. This is Breathe and Unwind, and I'm still your host and anchor, Ajayi Mercy Oyinike. How are you this morning? And I have a very big question to everyone that is listening. How do you start your day? I mean, how is your morning routine like? Do you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, like they say? Or do you wake up on the right side of the bed? I mean, do you wake up and you ease? Or do you wake up and you give the right energy? I mean, you wake up with the Disney vibes and you're like, letting the breeze blow your hair as you stay at the window and you're like, good morning, world. Ready to have a good day. Or you just wake up and you drown yourself in an endless pool of negativity and just take your phone, swipe through the negativity online, and then you just continue your day in a rush, brush your teeth, and I need to go to work, I need to get home, I'm late, and then that's it. Or do you wake up with the positive energy? Good morning, world. How are you? I've come to shine. Good morning, world. How are you? I'm fine. I've come to shine. I mean, that is the kind of energy you should wake up with, no matter what you've been through. I mean, it's called a rest, a night rest, for you to power up and start your day effectively. Not something you should wake up and then your energy is still low. In the morning, I don't know how much it's going to take you to sacrifice. Maybe you have to wake up 30 minutes earlier than you usually do. Maybe you would have to let go of something, switch off your phone if you know it is now a reflex action. But this week, I want you to take intentional steps to really, really be happy when you wake up, because how you start your days actually going to trickle down to everything that goes on for the rest of the day. If you start your day negative, with a negative mindset, I don't want to see how you won't proceed in that day with negative mindset. So wake up, do your routine, pray, review what you are going to do for the day, and then start your day. That is what is the most important thing to do when you wake up. Pray, look at your notes, look at your to-do lists, look at things that you want to be the highlight for the day. Okay, by the end of this day, this is what I want to be the highlight. This is what I want to be the highlight of my day. Okay, this is what I did for today that I can notably say, okay, yes, this is what I did. And then make sure you try all your best to make sure you actually achieve that thing that you have highlighted for you to do that day. You'll see how easy it is to achieve your goals with those simple things that we overlook. I mean, it's just sometimes it might be a reflex action for you to wake up and ease, and you're like, I'm ready to start this whirlpool of endless waking up and just going to work. But if you have the right energy and you find the right passion, waking up every morning is going to feel like a blessing to you. And it should feel like a blessing to you. So that's just on a lighter note. Wake up with a positive energy. Wake up with the right mood. Wake up and do the right thing. Pray. Seek God first for what you have for that day. Review what you have for that day and go have a blast. That is just by the way. So today we'll be wrapping up our series on the healing journey. Somebody clap. Woo! Yay! I am so happy to have journeyed with everyone that has been listening. I'm so happy to hear the amazing testimonies that I have been hearing. Even like, it has just really been emotional, but it has really been a blessing to me as well, and I'm so happy that it's actually a blessing to someone out there listening. So if you haven't listened to it, I would advise that you listen and then listen to this podcast so you can get a build up of what we actually been talking about. So I'll be wrapping the series up today, and definitely it's not the end of the healing journey. Actually, another series will be coming up later, but this break is actually intentional and necessary. So I'm so happy that everyone or anyone that has listened has been blessed in a way or two. So I just want to tell everyone that it's not over yet. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it seems to be happening or what has happened, it's not over for you yet. I don't care what has happened in the past. We are in the present time. As long as you're willing and you have the willpower to fight, nothing can stop you from doing those amazing things you've been called to do. Yes, nothing is going to stop you from smashing those ideas, from bringing those beautiful ideas into the world, if you don't let yourself stop yourself. I mean, you might have gone through emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and you're feeling it's the end of the world. You can't do anything with your life again. It is wrong. It is a lie. And it is a notion I want you to kick out of your mind. You are needed in this world as much as everybody else is needed. Your ideas are needed. It's not over yet until you're dead. As long as you're breathing, have the manpower, the willpower to fight. You can see stories, you can draw strength from stories of several people in the past who had gone through a lot of things, things that are despicable, but they were still able to pick up the pieces of their life, and God was still able to do something great from it. So it doesn't matter how many heartbreaks you might have gone through, it doesn't matter how many rejection you might have gone through, it doesn't matter how many times you've run at a loss at your business this year alone. As long as your business is still active, you're still active, and you still believe it's going to work, it will only take you to re-strategize, it will only take you to go back to the drawing, go back to the plan that you have drawn and check, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong? It's just an information, it's just something that you don't understand that is causing all those setbacks that you think it's the end of the world. Speak to the right people and you'll be like, wow, so this is actually what has been going wrong. So no matter what has happened, I think one of the beautiful adage I like about Yoruba is they say there's nothing new under the sun. Oh, I think it's also in English too. Like, there is nothing new under the sun. No matter what is happening to you, you'll be shocked to see another person is going, has gone through or is going through this exact same thing. I mean, this week I had to battle with my laptop, and then I had to search it out online on Google, and I could see another person who has the exact same question. I'm like, wow, I actually thought I was the only one that was going through this headache. Oh, nobody has actually gone through this before, because I'm like, wow. So it's just for you to know that it's not you alone. You're not alone in this. And as long as you're willing to see results, you would see. Don't give up on your healing journey. Don't give up on your business. Don't give up on anything that you're doing right now that doesn't seem to work. It's because our meaning of making a difference is so far-fetched that we don't see the little wins, and we end up drowning ourselves and our dreams before it even started. It's not the first day you try your business that is going to end up on Forbes list to take you to continually work hard, and then with time you'll make a difference. This is just a word to someone out there who thinks she's not needed, who thinks she's not appreciated enough, who thinks her business is not visible enough, or maybe you feel you should be at a better position right now than where you are, and you've tried to give up that addiction, but it's not just going away. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. keep trying to get away from those weights that pull you down. Lay it aside every single time, no matter how many times you have to do it, a million times. Keep seeking knowledge. Before you know it, the time or the day you're going to end up just dropping it, or things just end up opening up, you'll be like, wow, is it this easy? You wouldn't know it is this because of the truckload of wisdom that you've actually had over the years that has made it easier. So I believe that you can walk through this healing journey beautifully and come out with a beautiful testimony. So that's about it for this podcast. Thank you for always liking, downloading, sharing to your friends. And if you haven't, I implore you to do so. Tell someone about Breathing and Wine today. Yes, so have a very nice day. Have a very lovely day. Have a very lovely week. I'm still your host and uncle, Ajayi Mercy, and this is still Breathing and Wine, where you let in the positivity and let out the negativity and create a safe space for your mind. See you next time. Can't wait to see you next time. And have a nice day. Bye-bye.